across this sporting state. RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
And welcome back to the program on this Thursday morning. Adam White, Scott Gullen, and now Mark Stevens in the studios for his footy segment. Good morning.
Morning, Whitey. Great to have you back. How's the diet been the last couple of days? All health sort of juices?
Well, it's a
recovery
real,
juice?
It's a real bonus when you don't feel well. You don't eat a lot.
You know what I thought? I thought of you. Have you seen the KFC deal at the moment?
No, $20. I'd like to know more.
10 tenders and 10 nuggets.
For how much?
$20.
Yeah, look, the tenders are good.
That's
tenders,
what I mean.
Tenders are underrated. They're
oh, tenders are the only reason
yeah,
you go
don't,
there.
You don't get the stuff with the bone.
I giggled walking past it. I thought, I've got to talk to him. But you've been on a health kick while you're near
well,
death.
Well, I'm, yeah.
Kale juice.
Not saying too much.
Recovery juices.
Yeah. recovery juices. Kale.
What have you got for us?
Well, Jordan Ngoi, obviously. We won't spend too long on this, Whitey. Now, I know that Adam's already been strong on this. It's interesting how it's just totally saturated the media. Of course, now on personal leave, which when you think about it, wasn't a huge surprise given he hadn't turned up all week. Wasn't at the main session yesterday. Now, we've spoken about story dumps, Scotty, and they did this one at 6:35
Collingwood,
before the news. So they sort of slip in, hoping it'd get lost a little bit. If you do it at 4 o'clock, it gets more publicity. But it's open-ended. So the question is now, will he be at Collingwood next year? I think it's certainly less likely now. And once you start taking a week or two off Scotland, you don't come straight back into the side. So this could stretch on for quite a while.
Could we have figured this out a day earlier and put it in the statement and sort of pretended it was almost, we've stood him down for a week to save face? So it's dragged on like Whitey is horrified about another day.
Yeah, clearly there's angst in the background about who was at fault here.
Well, he's taken Jordan. Days to be able to say it was my fault.
He wouldn't be happy.
No, he's not happy.
He doesn't think he's done anything wrong. He's a bit like George. All the earlier.
He's so, very much in George's camp.
But I think it was always going to be a fine. It was on the threshold of probably not a suspension, really.
But he hasn't been fined.
Well, he hasn't been fined.
No, I know. We call it a suspended fine, which will never be enacted, as we said. It's never been activated, Whitey. Can you think of a suspended fine that's actually come into play?
Well, if this fine does get activated, it'll be part of a severance of a contract.
Correct.
So yes. I don't think he's going to be in any danger, really, of paying that fine. But what has clearly happened, and I know this has been said through the week, is that the command for him as a player means that he will not get the money he was going to get. Because if it is that he stays at Collingwood, he's not going to get that, whatever was reported at $3.2 million over 4 years or whatever. If he was to go to St Kilda, again, they can drop their rate now because they know they don't have to pay as much as
Jimmy
probably what
Bartel,
they had to.
He called it the Buffhead tax. So you probably drop 100 a year. At this stage, but interesting.
So just the thing on that, though, which I still find fascinating, he's not nearly as good a player as what is made out that he is.
No,
he's now whether it's the Collingwood factor, or whether it's the tattoos, or whether it's the bad boy image, or whatever, he has never reached the potential of what he could be.
I agree with that, but take him out of this Collingwood team, and they're not a finals team.
Yeah, he's a game buster.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's that important to this team right now.
Yeah, maybe.
He is. They're not a finals team without him.
But you say, Steve, he's a game buster.
He's the one you worry about as a supporter.
He has the potential to be a game buster.
Yeah, but he often does it. That long often. Goal he kicked in the wet.
Oh, his career stats are horrible. BNFs, all that. His inconsistency is
But he
not
won
there.
Them the game against Hawthorn a couple of weeks back, which is really, remember the long goal outside 50 in the wet.
I think his importance to this team, what they're trying to do, is over what he's achieved.
But as an opposition coach, you worry about
it. Oh, of course you do.
Yeah, because he's just got that something that Collingwood hasn't got a lot of.
Well, he's got a bit of, you know, Jake Stringer, about those sort of types of players who you sort of need. But I agree, they get overpaid.
I think it's Scott, but my point on that is that he has the potential to be that player, but he's done it in a few games, but he hasn't reached that level of consistency say that he's a top 20 player in the AFL.
I think the fair link is with Petrarca, who was in the same draft. He was three spots away from Petrarca. Petrarca was this player, like Ngoi, and then flicked the switch, and we've seen what happened. Whether Ngoi can flick the switch is now up for debate. Maybe he can't.
Yeah, it was interesting to see that Brett Ratton yesterday put it on the record that, yes, we are interested.
Oh,
yeah,
apparently they're desperate, although they were desperate.
Bit very interesting.
Yeah, I think he went a bit further than he thought he would go there, and he said, well, we're interested in all free agents, but clearly they are interested. John Ralph went with that story, and poor old Ralphie, he got potted for that angle, and now St Kilda hasn't. It's been a big week.
He had a few technical hitches with the typewriter last couple of days, the great man.
So Susan Alberti's got involved as well. Oh, she's sick of it. And you don't want to cross Susan Alberti. I'm over it. I've had enough of this. And it's about time there was due respect for both sexes. So she...
Critical of Collingwood's handling of the situation, and I agree with that.
Yeah, they haven't handled it too well. What about Robbie Williams, Whitey?
Now,
I know this is 100% correct. I've had this verified. They've been talking for several weeks, the AFL, with Robbie Williams, just to really ramp and soup up the grand final entertainment. It's been a while. We had, who did we have up in Brisbane?
That's exactly right.
Geronimo. But what,
last year was good.
Who was it?
Well, we had Colin Hay, but that was from Los Angeles. So there wasn't really much happening. Oh, we had...
There was a bit of a medley, wasn't there, last year?
Yeah.
The good sign, Steve-O, was that he has just come into town, in and out, for a party in Melbourne. Got paid probably $1 million, Robbie. So his desire to fly in and out, he's onto it.
Maybe part of a double deal.
So
double.
He's prepared to fly in and out of Australia. He's not one of these, Australia's too far away. I think it's a no-brainer. I reckon it's done deal.
So, Whitey, Angels would be the end song, obviously, you think, just to get things really moving before the bounce? Oh, yeah.
No, Let Me Entertain You is the... That would be the key song for the lot, wouldn't it?
I think Angels, definitely, and Better
it's
Man.
That's a bit slow.
No, but it's emotion, and you want the crowd to sing.
How good the post-game... concert is the key.
Yeah,
it's almost better than the pre-game.
Yeah, I'll put on record. I've seen Robbie Williams 3 times. I think he's fantastic. I couldn't care less whether he plays at the grand final.
Oh, no. Gil has to leave his mark on this. This has been a big part of Gil's tenure as CEO. He needs to nail one of these. Robbie Williams, tick, tick.
Mm. Well, it's better than a lot of the others, concede, but it's not...
He's Group 1, and we've had Maiden Synthetic on a Monday before.
No, it's been all right. What about in Tassie? It was great, Gareth Hall on Central yesterday. He had the Sports Minister of Tasmania, Nick Street.
He's big in Tassie, Gareth.
He's big in Tassie. Now we, of course, go to Tassie. So Nick Street was very strong. He's still super confident that they can get a team down there. Of course, Eddie McGuire's trying to separate at home and away. You've got Tony Cochran saying, we're not up for this. The numbers don't add up. Here's the Minister on RSN's own Central.
Look, I'm hopeful that the 18 clubs at some stage will take the time to actually consider the proposal on its merits. Mm. Tony Cochran's already made the point that he doesn't want to see the proposal. He's not interested in the numbers. He just doesn't support it. And that's fine. If people want to be as narrow-minded as that, well, that's up to them. But we're still confident in the business case. Like you said, Colin Carter assessed the business case himself as an experienced AFL commissioner and former club president, and believes that the team can stand up and actually contribute to the AFL. All the conversations that we're having with Gil McLachlan and the rest of the AFL are very positive.
So we're really on a campaign here, which is great. We're backing Tassie in, aren't we? And it was a strong interview.
What do you say about the stadium? Are they going to build one?
Yeah, they're going to build one. They're confident they can get it done. So,
I think that's the point, isn't it? If they say we've got the money for a stadium, the AFL...
They need to get the presidents over the line.
So we're under 2 months away from the apparent announcement, which is meant to be August, whether they're in or not.
Where do you sit with the presidents having the power?
They seem to be more influential than the CEOs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, a presidential vote rather than Gil wants it and can't get it over the line.
The presidents are like the Senate in this case.
Yeah.
So you can't just have one man decide, maybe the Senate.
So at the moment, I mean, Cochran's clearly no. Jeff Brown, Collingwood doesn't want it. Jeff Kennett, so it's two pretty
Sydney.
Big. So that's 4 at least. You got to get what, 70%? Mm. What do you think, Steve?
I still think it'll get done. You talk about Gil's legacy, it'll be Robbie Williams in Tasmania.
No, I agree with that. Because it's an easy one for him. He goes, yeah, I agree. In 2028, off you go. Start building. Yep. Good luck.
It certainly feels it's less certain than it was two months ago.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, even a month ago, I thought it was a no-brainer. But it's contingent on a start. I agree with Gil. They have to build a new facility. And if they can't get the money for that, well, it's not going to happen. Do you agree? They can't just say, oh, no, we'll just add a couple of layers to, Belle Reve. You need to jazz it up and do it properly.
Yep. No, it's a good. The drawings look great, so hopefully it happens. And there is a game of footy on tonight, Whitey. Even though, if you open the paper today, even Scotty's columns before the teams.
Well, I carry a fair bit of weight.
Well, there's some big news in the teams.
There is.
I'll mention first of all. Well, you go with the Brisbane team, Whitey.
Well, I just think that two of their most important players are not playing now. I don't think there's too much of a surprise with the fact that Dane Zorko is not playing for the Lions, but he is very important to them. But don't discount how important Zach Bailey is to the Lions, and he's out as well.
Yeah, Freak.
And Gardner. I mean,
yeah, Gardner's important to them. Yeah. With
but
Melbourne's
I'm not saying
set up.
That is like I've already picked Melbourne. And when I saw that, I went, "Oh, that's hard for Brisbane."
Yeah, he's the cream on top, isn't he? The type of guy who could kick, three, four, five goals, and be the difference. Interesting at Melbourne, Wiedemann back in again. I mean, really, it's time to deliver for him.
No, I
just checked his age, Whitey. He's 24.
What's the bigger story, Wiedemann in or Brown out?
No, it's Mitch Brown, isn't it?
It's
not Ben Brown. There's 100 Browns running around.
Yeah, I think it's Mitch Brown out.
I think it's Mitchell Brown.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, the team, the typing's very small.
It's Mitch Brown who's been at 15 clubs, so he's out.
Big test now for Weed. I mean, he's had a lot of chances.
Oh, it's... You look at his development. I don't know. Some players play three or four great games and never play well again. He's in that boat right now. And he's had plenty of opportunities, i.e. Melbourne are in a bit of slump, and now he's finally got another one. Clearly they have to win, but I'd be... Brisbane haven't won for 9 goes at the MCG.
Better side, obviously, now. What would the par crowd be? Because obviously Petrarca spoke about this, that the Melbourne supporters are an older demographic.
Too
they haven't
cold.
Been turning up. It's going to be cold. The snow season's on the way. The school holidays are about to start. People still be heading to the snow. I'm not sure there's going to be too many people there for a 1v2 game at the G.
Well, I was talking to someone at Geelong, and Geelong-Richmond, I'm getting to your point. On Saturday, Arvo, what would be your crowd? Because clubs predict what they think. I know what Geelong think they'll
early,
get.
Early 50s.
I agree.
45's all they're predicting, which I thought's way under.
I would have thought 55.
I thought you'd get 60 to that. So then you correlate that to tonight, Thursday night, school holidays hasn't kicked in yet. They might, if they only get 22 or 3 or something, that's terrible.
I think they'll get mid to high 20s.
I think Scotty will be closer. It'll be interesting tomorrow. I'm going with 21.5. I don't think there'll be... Well, we've seen the Thursday night crowds are disappointing.
I think you can only play interstate a lot Thursday nights. Adelaide pack out all the time.
I still don't understand why they're playing the Thursday night games outside of school holidays.
That's
what I don't understand.
Yes, I agree with that.
I know quite a few of my friends and family that barrack for Melbourne or Brisbane. They're not taking their kids tonight.
Although tomorrow, half day, end of school.
Yeah,
wag that. Come on.
Yeah, but let's play a game then. If Melbourne and Brisbane were playing on a Saturday afternoon, what would you expect the crowd to be?
33.
51.
For Melbourne, Brisbane?
Yeah. Oh, no, Melbourne don't tell. 43.
Yeah, I would say low to mid 40s. So they're losing 20,000. Now, does that matter? Because the TV ratings for tonight, you would imagine first versus second to be very good.
I'm an advocate for Thursday night footy, but I know what you mean.
Yep.
So if you're the fixture boss of the AFL and you're doing your fixture, are you better to have Melbourne and Brisbane if you want to play those two teams? It's at the Gabba.
Yes, Thursday night Gabba, packed house. Correct. Totally agree. Mm.
The other interesting point is, just for our listeners, this is a community service announcement. The footy starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Bulldogs.
I've got to cover that game. What?
That's
what's happened?
Like suddenly we've gone 7:50. We're back to 7.
It was a double header Friday
double
night.
Double header. So it hasn't really been.
Like it's not 7:05 either.
No, it's bang on 7 o'clock. So we've got all these strange times, Whitey. And for some people, that's going to cause some difficulties. So there should be more advertising around this. I only just noticed that yesterday. Normally it's 7:40, 7:50, rock up. So things will be tight there. Just briefly, Wiedering a chance to be back next week from that injury that he's had. Waitman's pushing. He trained yesterday. Brave.
Well, we're going to pick him.
Wasn't he going to be out for 12 weeks
he's
or
pushing.
Something?
He's strapped up and pushing.
Courageous bulldog.
And Darcy Parrish, Whitey's favourite. He got through. He's half a chance to get up for the Perth game. And I think they're the better of the round, West Coast, at the line. 18 points.
Yeah, West Coast will probably win.
They'll probably win. And they're about $3 at the moment, Whitey.
I think West Coast are a very good price. Very good price indeed. So getting some text messages through. Send them through 0416 90 50 52 for nearest to pin for tonight's crowd. So we're getting 21.5, maximum 25. There's a 27 here. So none more than 20,000 at this stage for a first versus 30, second.
Yeah. It is not a good look. I agree with that.
Not a good look.
Is that it for you?
That's it for me. We're going to talk about the draft, the news we broke here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, we broke it, did we?
Another exclusive.
Yeah.
Revealed first by Mark Stevens.
Oh, Steve-O time exclusive.
Revealed.
Hashtag revealed.
Has that Jeff Walsh exclusive gathered momentum?
It's
yet?
Coming. It's gathering. It's gathering.
19 past 7, Dave Hussey, the coach of the Melbourne Stars, will join us next on The Breakfast.